A lot of Cincinnati area jazz fans will be going back to school this fall, specifically the School for Creative and Performing Arts. On October 12th, it's the Xavier Jazz Series and Cincinnati Blink Festival presenting the group Hudson in the school's Corbett Auditorium. Hudson is a quartet, bassist Larry Grenadier, keyboardist John Medetsky on guitar, it's John Schofield, and drummer Jack DeJohnette. On the line right now, Jack DeJohnette, who's celebrating 75 years of life, much of that making outstanding music. Hi there.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm glad to be talking with you. Thanks a lot for spending the time. Not many musicians have two big album releases to talk about at the same time. You're in Cincinnati with Hudson, the group whose album came out this past June. But I got to ask you about a Bill Evans set that came out too, but that was recorded 49 years ago. You, Bill Evans, bassist Eddie Gomez, recorded in Holland. What's involved in coming out with an album that was, you know, hidden or lost for a half century?
Well, I guess, you know, Bill's estate, well, not Bill's estate, but Resonance, Zeb Feldman from Resonance Records. They seek out these recordings and, you know, they contact the surviving members or the people of the estate and make sure the musicians get paid. Also, check and see if the musicians approve of the performance, you know, which I had a chance to hear, and it's really good. So I'm glad it was released. Yeah.
So let's go now 50 years ahead. You've got a new band and an album called Hudson. That tells us about the geography that the four of you have in common. What else brought you all together?
Well, you know, we love playing music together, and we also individually have played with everybody different times. But we came together to play a Woodstock Jazz Festival a few years ago, and this year was my 75th year on the planet. And so I was listening to some of that music from the concert, and then call everybody up and just say, hey, man, you want to get together and play some music, maybe make a recording and do some touring. And everybody said, yeah. So, you know, it's a collective group. You know, we all agree on tunes and material, you know, which comprised of originals and cover songs, improvisations, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. You talk about the cover songs. The album has a distinct lack of jazz standards. I mean, it looks more like the playlist of a classic album rock station.
Yeah, with the exception, though, there's originals, you know, like from Schofield, which is straight ahead, you know, two pieces by him. So, you know, it does vary. And we also cover like Hard Rain's Gonna Fall, you know, which is done in a jazz sensibility. So I think it's a good balance.
The one song that stood out for me was the other Dylan song, Lay Lady Lay. You guys actually make that swing, and that's not what I would expect to hear in a version of that song.
You know, everybody, you know, Medetsky and Larry and Scovey, you know, we all like to play grooves, you know, so it's just quite natural that that piece would come off like that, you know, as a reggae tune. So, you know, it just sort of lent itself. The melody lent itself to that feel, really.
So when you all get together for live performances, where does that go? What kind of direction do you go in when you're on stage these days?
Wherever it takes us. You know, we just, you know, we put set lists together and then we just play the music. Go out and discover and play what we don't know. You know, be prepared to play what we don't know.
So is there any one player, any one of you four, who kind of takes a dominance over the others?
Not really. It's a cooperative, like I said before. It's just shared feeling, you know, cooperative feeling in the group. People who listen might pick out their favorites, but, you know, for us, it's, you know, it's a conversation group. You know, there's always conversations going on between the four of us.
Is Hudson a one-off deal, or is this going to be something that the four of you continue for years and years, I hope?
Well, I know we're doing some dates next year. We're doing a European tour, and we take it as it comes. But, yeah, no, I don't think it's a one-off thing. I mean, we're doing a tour of the United States. I mean, you know, that's not one-off. We did some dates in June to help the release date. So, yeah, you know, I think when everybody's free and the situation is right, we'll probably get together and play some more.
As a drummer, you have worked over the years with just some huge figures, McCoy Tyner, there's Miles, Chick Corea, Keith Jarrett. How does it differ? I mean, do you have to actually make up a different kind of playing when you work with these people of such a wide array of styles?
Well, it depends on their music. I have to adjust to the music they're doing. But generally, there's a thread that goes through with all these people, you know. They're at a high level of creativity. And so, you know, we keep each other sharp, you know, challenging each other and, you know, of course, in a musically friendly way. But it keeps me on my toes. You know, all these players have done that.
Does it help you when you're playing with people who are, well, somewhat younger than you? I mean, you're the oldest of the bunch. Does that help you out?
You know, it helps. It's an exchange, you know. It's like, you know, playing with younger musicians is part of the tradition, you know. I mean, keeps the elders young and youthful. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, I still have the same enthusiasm and passion for the music now as I did 50 years ago.
And in those 50 years, you've been a band leader. You've, like I said, worked with so many people. What's going to be going on in the future? You've mentioned working with Hudson into the next year. What else do you have lined up?
Well, I did a recording with an incredible Tunisian composer, oud player, named Anwar Brahim for the ECM label with Dave Holland. And we're going to be doing a tour of Europe next year.
How do you feel when you do all this over the years?
Well, I'm doing what I love to do. It's my passion. So, you know, it's quite comfortable for me.
What can you say to people who maybe are just fans of yours, or maybe just a fan of Schofield or Grenadier or Medetsky? How do you tell people they should come to see the four of you working together?
Well, I mean, just the names enough should be enough to draw them to come and see us together. You know, they're familiar with our work, so the idea of all of us being in one group together should be enough to tell them to come and have a good time.
Well, that's what we're looking forward to. You'll be at the Xavier Jazz Series and Cincinnati Blink Festival. It's Hudson at the School for Creative and Performing Arts on October 12th. Thank you so very much for spending this time on the phone with us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Look forward to seeing everybody.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.